Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 1st, and I'm Will Reynolds with your local sports update. Starting off with girls basketball in the third region tournament last night, Breckenridge County beat Butler County 55-46. Breckenridge County will be moving on to play Owensboro Catholic this Friday in the third region semifinal. Tonight, Meade County will be taking on Edmondson County at 6 o'clock at the Owensboro Sports Center. For the 5th region last night, E-Town defeated Marion County 49-38. E-Town will be playing Nelson County this Friday in the 5th region semifinal. Tonight, Central Hardin will be playing Taylor County at 6 o'clock, and LaRue County is playing Bethlehem at 8:30, both at North Hardin. The winners of those two games will move on to play each other in the semifinals. Tonight in college basketball, number 7 Kentucky will be hosting Ole Miss at 7 o'clock in their final home game of the season. Kentucky is now tied for second in the SEC with Arkansas at 23-6, right behind Auburn. The SEC tournament is rounding the corner starting in a little over a week. Also for college basketball tonight, Louisville is taking on Virginia Tech at 9 o'clock. Rather than thinking about the tournament, Louisville's outlook remains on next season's coaching vacancy. An overall rough season for the Cards can be attributed to the coaching problems, which can easily be remedied during the offseason. For the MLB, we are a month away from opening day, but the lockout rages on. Unfortunately, the deadline for the players and owners to reach a conclusion and keep the full season has passed. Whenever the lockout comes to an end, it is seeming like we will see a shortened regular season. If this is the case, it will be the first stoppage to affect the schedule since the 1994-95 season. And with that, this has been Will Reynolds with your local sports update.